At the southeastern tip of Alaska's panhandle lies the curious town of Hyder. The unincorporated community is on BC time, has a 250 area code, gets its electricity from BC Hydro, and is linked to Canada's highway system. But for all that, it is Alaska territory.
There's about 65 of us. The only way we get supplies is through a mail plane that comes in from Ketchikan twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, weather permitting.
Wes Lowe is the Hyder Community Association's president. He acts as an unofficial mayor. Most residents buy groceries and fuel and other supplies in Stewart, BC, which is just over the border. For more than a century, that was a mere formality, as Canadian border guards would often wave people through. But then came COVID-19.
Since March, we can only go to Stewart once every 7 days for 3 hours to get whatever we need.
About 400 people live in Stewart, BC, and they largely consider Hyder's Alaskans a part of their community. A cross-border committee has been working to ease travel restrictions.
So the name of our committee is the Hyder Alaska and Stewart, BC COVID-19 Action Committee.
Jennifer Jean is Hyder's co-chair on that committee. The group has written letters to Canadian officials asking to relax the rules because of Hyder's unique situation.
We have no amenities in Hyder. We have no gas stations, no grocery stores, no medical facilities.
There's no school either. Enrollment dropped below 10 students this year, leading the Southeast Island School District to shutter Hyder's one-building schoolhouse. But there was a workaround. Hyder's 5 school kids would be enrolled in Bear Valley School in Stewart.
It's a little bit tough because, like, there is only 5 school-age kids, and their friends are just right across that border.
Two of them are Nick Corpola's daughters.
So we were kind of promising them, they didn't get to see them all summer, but we promised them that, they were going to get to go to school and see their friends then. And 2 days before school started, we got a call from the CBSA, the Canadian Customs, and they said that they were not going to allow the children through the border.
Corpola says his girls haven't left Hyder since March, except for 1 5-hour visit to Ketchikan. So they've been looking forward to a change of scenery.
I was kind of sad. I was like, oh, great, one more thing to not be able to do.
Hilma Corpola is 10 years old and starting the 5th grade. Now her mother is preparing homeschool with her younger 8-year-old sister, but she says it's not the same.
I like hanging out with my friends. It's like just being kind of not alone, because Hyder gets a bit lonely.
Jennifer Jean also has 2 school-age children.
It's really, really hard on them. That was the light at the end of the tunnel for them, was to be able to see their friends again, have a little bit of normalcy in their lives.
The committee has redoubled its efforts to reopen the border.
They were at desks at the border the morning that school should have started. And our Stewart friends and family came to their support the following day to the border and had a very small rally to support the children of Hyder.
BC's provincial officials are sympathetic. Here's Dr. Bonnie Henry, the top official leading the province's pandemic response. She told reporters in August she thinks it'd be reasonable to loosen border restrictions for Alaskans living in Hyder.
I mean, I think it sounds like a reasonable plan. My only concern, of course, is that we've started to see dramatic increases in cases in the last month in Alaska, and I know that that's been a challenge for my counterpart, who I talk to regularly from Alaska.
It's important to add context here. U.S. and Canada COVID-19 numbers are starkly different. Canada has had almost 9,200 reported deaths. Compare that to the U.S. nearing the 200,000 mark. BC has about 1,000 more COVID cases than Alaska, but the province has more than 7 times Alaska's population. There have been no reported cases of COVID-19 in either town, but with no medical clinic in Hyder, there hasn't been any testing either.
The larger border situation remains very worrisome for many Canadians, and there's strong support for keeping the Canada-U.S. border closed as long as we need to, given the stark difference in the situation on either side of the border.
Taylor Backrack is a Canadian member of Parliament representing Northwest BC, including Stewart. He's thrown his weight behind his constituents who want the border open to their neighbors in Hyder.
I spoke with Bill Blair, the Public Safety Minister for Canada, on the phone and communicated to him the urgency of the situation.
That was in August. Since then, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy and provincial officials in BC have also asked the federal government in Ottawa for leniency.
You know, at this point, it feels like there's pretty strong support for some sort of solution. So I'm curious why it's taking so long to put something in place.
So far, it's not to be. In a statement to Coast Alaska on Thursday, a spokesperson for Public Safety Minister Bill Blair says as of August 7th, school kids living in the U.S. are prohibited from attending school in Canada, as they are subject to a mandatory 14-day quarantine. Residents in Hyder and Stewart haven't given up. They're advocating for what they're calling the bear bubble that would create a shared space for residents in both communities and exempt them from the quarantine rules.
We're doing everything we can to kind of create our bubble community and relax the feeling around.
That's Wes Lowe, Hyder's mayor again. Winter is coming, and people are getting worried about the impending darkness, deep snow, and isolation that the border restrictions make much worse.
You can see the depression, the anxiety, especially the anxiety that's building up in people. And you see things that are taking place that normally don't take place.
In the meantime, the Joint Committee continues to meet, and there are more rallies at the border planned to show cross-boundary support. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.